And you have to remember, he is saying that, at least the song was published or released. He could have written it earlier, I don't know. When he's what, 23? I mean, that's just stunning, stunning precocity, as I call it, strategic precocity, and the potency of this man. When you consider they were hitting him, I am certain then, and that means like what, 35 years of this brutal punishment. And I am certain that one of the reasons why he survived was just that because of his vitality and his ability to move so unpredictably, I guess you could say. Because he danced, perhaps we should put it like that. You have to sort of picture how this weapon would be deployed. You know, picture those guys sitting behind, you know, monitors and looking at the feed from their drones and the satellite cameras and whatnot. And granted, they've gotten probably, they have to have gotten enormously more powerful, technology and weaponry in the intervening 35 years. But don't forget, they had drones in the 60s. We were never allowed to think about that. But they've had these things for quite some time. And it's not by accident they try to get you prone. And it's not by accident that he was only able to, only allowed himself 3 hours of sleep, you know. He lived by his wits, and this was a man with a whole bunch of them. Very brilliant man who survived by being a difficult target and by figuring out early what was going on and by being just incredibly brilliant. So stimulating. He makes everything more fun, more interesting. Speaking as someone who's now delving into his music for the first time, and I have no words to describe my disappointment about that. We see things with fresh eyes when we think his thoughts. This shows the power of his music, the power of his voice, and the power of his analysis. Power literally, and this is power in quotes, the power, guys, literally get in the way of the free expression of our body's truth because it wants to own us, our bodies, control what our bodies do. I'm struggling with the fact that for 30 years plus, Prince put to us pregnant, pressing, pertinent, essential questions about our condition under class, under the false terms of intentional limitation imposed by a very few. Let's pressure the media to stop saying 1% and say instead, so we can see our strength, really understand the political significance of Prince saying, you know, we can either be this or that. Well, that is only 0.0001%, 10,000 guys at best. And he continuously, given the terms of class and given that he was explaining what we needed to know and asking for a response, received none. And he asked for it repeatedly and was repeatedly met with silence. How he sustained his vital spirit despite this is a mystery. How I got so funky, he says in My Name is Prince, is a mystery. Partly he answers this in one of the interviews we listened to by saying that he put his feelings in his music. But he was a sacrifice. And we're going to be listening to the song, which is quite There's a lot of his songs which are quite difficult to listen to for me, knowing he's been saying this over and over and over and did not get heard. We'll be listening to the song, The Sacrifice of Victor, soon. Now it's time for us to speak and answer for ourselves and provide an issue with our bodies, our reply. For what?